So everything is all right. All right. All right.
Unless you're coming in from Alito.
Or if you're a fan of The Bachelorette, then.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're aware that Florida Georgia Line reunited.
Well, not everything is meant for sharing.
And we lost Chuck Norris. But nonetheless, things could be worse. Not like we got a war or anything going on. Things could be worse. That's what they say. Of course, was mentioning the started spring break and the whole road trip in Chicago last week at 18 degrees there with snow on the ground. And then we ended up the road trip by arriving back home Saturday at 94 degrees.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah. And Saturday and Sunday, both record breakers, defeating records that had stood from 95 and 96, actually, oddly enough. But we hit 95 yesterday, and we have been, throughout March, nearly 25 degrees above average, on average. It is definitely a summery type spring, as we've had it, with little dips in between.
Yeah, because even Monday here, we only got to 49.
Yeah.
That was it. No more.
But it is a rare March heat wave that is sweeping across the entire nation, too. So, some cities in the Southwest already seeing highs over 100 degrees. One small community, it's Martinez Lake, Arizona, just made history. They hit 110 degrees on Friday. That was the hot, not just for them, that was the hottest March temperature ever recorded in the United States. Until Saturday, when areas of California and Arizona hit 112. And normally that type of heat doesn't show up until May.
Ugh.
And we may want to get used to it. Now, we'll warm up again around Thursday. But there's also a high-pressure system. And it's your favorite, the heat dome.
Ooh.
It's coming. Yeah, so the heat is expected to stick around for a little bit. Well, we literally
the kids have questions.
Told you there. Things could be worse, though, right?
So Saturday night was really hot near Houston as a fiery item started flying through the sky. Now, normally this is just Elon playing Elon games, but not this time. Uh-uh. It was a bona fide meteor, what we think, weighing 2,000 pounds, breaking through the Earth's atmosphere right near Bramlage, Texas. Sherry James says something crashed right through her roof.
Whoa.
Some construction nearby. Several witnesses in the area were calling authorities about a green flash. So if the Houston area needs any more aggravation,
right,
just throw in meteors. Why not?
I saw another one just like that lady. A guy came through his bedroom.
Oh. Well, hello there.
Although he is a big sci-fi fan, so he thought it was the coolest thing that possibly could have ever happened. Say one person's trash is another person's
perspective.
Right. And things could be worse. The National Park Service, back to the Great Southwest, is warning visitors of Arizona and Utah to watch out for quicksand in an area that covers more than 1 million acres.
Dear.
So, yeah, National Park Service saying visitors around Lake Powell, Glen Canyon area to watch out for quicksand. And it's because water levels at Lake Powell continue to drop. And that is making the ground around there shift a little bit. So visitors in the area are advised to stay close to canyon walls and hike with a buddy. They also said this mainly affects millennials, Gen Z, or later, because as fans of Looney Tunes, of course, we've already learned this lesson over the years.
I mean, and where are Bo and Luke Duke in this? I mean, they're the ones who saved Daisy from all this.
All you need is a giant jungle vine, and then throw it to your friend, and they're going to be fine.
All right.
As we've learned numerous times.
Jungle vines in Arizona. But if you do love a Monday, you're a rather rare breed. It is the most unpopular day of the week, according to a brand new study. Even if you don't toe the company line, 85% of those who work, well, we love Saturdays. Few less for Sundays, thanks to the Sunday scaries and you have to go back. But for those who are retired, just 69% of retirees say they like Monday. Mm. Despite the image that every day is a holiday. Our favorite months are April, May, and October, taking the top spot.
See? Mondays. bringing us all together.
Something we can agree on.
Bringing us all together. Things could be worse.
Optometry day.
It's all right.
And then I don't know if things could be worse. Even with gas prices being what they were, we were pretty happy with our decision to not fly to Chicago and back, especially have to deal with the Chicago airports during this whole government funding slight shutdown thing that's greatly affecting the TSA and the security there. So stepping up to the plate for all those waiting at the airport of their choosing, Elon Musk said, He's offered to pay the salaries of TSA workers during this ongoing Department of Homeland Security funding standoff that's happening. So Elon says, I would like to, quote, to offer to pay the salaries of TSA personnel during this funding impasse that is negatively affecting the lives of so many Americans at airports throughout the country, end quote.
Wow, that's noble.
That is what he said. Yeah, it's pretty wild, too, because this is the first time he would be interested in keeping government workers employed.
Fear not.
Stepping in to take the load off the TSA will be ICE. Immigrations, customs, enforcement. They will be stepping in and doing what the TSA can't do right now, at least unless they want to work for free. So ICE will start, I think, today. They're rolling these out to start doing airport security. And they do say do not expect expect major changes. Actually, this could speed things up with ICE involved, especially since international passengers are just not allowed to deplane at all. Just go back. Things could be worse. That's what they say. Always proper. Maintaining a nice perspective. Hey, y'all.